June 10th, 2014, 12:02 a.m. at home in Bradford. And yes, I'm a little bit tired now. Gonna try and get some nap, but I've just finished watching the Ubisoft press conference at E3. Now, the Ubisoft conference is always one of the quirkier and more interesting conferences at E3. And they had a very, very strong start. They showed the first 5 minutes of Far Cry 4. Now, Far Cry 3 was utterly superb, and Far Cry 4 doesn't look much different. I love Far Cry, and I'll definitely be wanting to have some of this. After the Far Cry introduction, Aisha came out, and she's the host they've had for the last couple of years now, and Aisha's okay, but she needs to tone it down a little bit. She's kind of a bit over-enthusiastic, and sometimes it shows through. There is such a thing as being too keen on your company and games, but one thing I do like about it though is every now and then you get a really real reaction. For example, when some guys later on were demoing a fitness game, she actually told them how ridiculous they looked playing it. A moment of honesty that's rarely seen at E3. In fact, speaking of moving around like an idiot, the next thing they showed was Just Dance 2015. More dancing. Meh. Move on. So next they showed The Division, which was also in the Microsoft conference earlier on. And it was a very depressing trailer with lots of horrible things happening to people. And they didn't show any gameplay, so we move on. Things brightened up with The Crew, which looks pretty good. It's kind of the best open world driving game, well, it seems to be the best open world driving game we've had since Burnout Paradise, if you ask me, where you're driving all across the USA. But it was first mentioned at E3 at least a couple of 3 years ago, so they need to hurry up and release this thing. It looks lovely, and it's the sort of race that's definitely my cup of tea. If it does come out this November, definitely one to watch. Next, they had even more from Assassin's Creed. And at this point, I was starting to think, are Ubisoft going to actually show anything that's new? Because we didn't have anything surprising. But the thing that surprised me about the new Assassin's Creed was even on the next-gen latest consoles, PS4 and Xbox, we still have sprites who, when they're fighting next to a wall, their heads go into the wall, merging into the wall. I hate it when they do that. And why can't they eradicate that problem yet? It looked awful. And it was such a shame to see such an obvious glitch in a graphically gorgeous game. The next game they had was definitely not gorgeous. It was the fitness game I mentioned a minute ago, Shape Up. A wonderful chance for you to do exercises in front of your telly. Forget that. I wouldn't buy that game if they paid me. But finally, they started to finish with some imaginative and new stuff, which is really what saved the conference for Ubisoft. First of all, they showed Valiant Hearts, which they made out to be a really poignant game about World War One, but it was actually a trailer that just featured a cartoon of a dog mooching around all the battlefields of World War One and looking very sad. There was no gameplay footage, and they also mentioned that it was an adventure puzzle game. Now, that could be anything. And adventure puzzle games aren't often very good, so the fact that they didn't show any gameplay footage, that's worrying. But they finished strong. The head of Ubisoft, Yves Guillemot, came out. He's a bit of a doddery old man now, but he came out and said, just gave a generic message of how much they love gaming and they love the fans. And then he decided it was that classic one more thing they do at conferences where they just show the final game, and it was probably the most impressive looking game I've seen at E3 so far. Actually, it was called Rainbow Six Siege. And in all effect, it seemed to be some sort of SAS simulator, breaking into a building, taking out a small group of baddies, rescuing a hostage, it looked very impressive. The bullet damage was superb. I mean, it all took place in a building, and when they shot a wall, the bullet would move through the wall and damage the wall, and you could blow up walls to make extra doors in the building, and the bullet damage was utterly real and utterly very impressive. Very impressive, very strong finish from Ubisoft. So fortunately, they saved it. They saved what could have been a very dull and uninspiring conference with a couple of absolute gems. I mean, Far Cry 3 and The Siege, they looked utterly superb. I suppose it was a bit of a sandwich, really. Really. Great start with Far Cry 4, great finish with The Siege. I'm going to give Ubisoft 6 out of 10 as well, the same as EA. Could have been better, but there's 2 or 3 games coming from Ubisoft that I definitely will be drooling over. But I won't stand a chance of playing any of them if I don't get hold of a console. Oh, I love my PS3 though. I've still got plenty of games to play. Right. Oh, I've started to have a sniffly nose as well. Right, I better go and try and get some sleep before the Sony conference. I'm going to be completely incoherent by the time that finishes at about 3 in the morning. Definitely need to get some kip. Good night.